The PNC 2012 presidential candidate Hassan Ayariga has blamed the national executives of the party for the poor showing of the PNC in the 2012 elections. Addressing regional executives of the party in the Volta region, Mr. Ayariga said while the national executives of the PNC were expected to campaign for the party, they were rather busily campaigning for other parties. He said the PNC was founded on principles, but it is unfortunate that executives who should know better are rather going contrary to these principles.
Now, one would say that we all know that PNC is very strong in the Volta region. If anybody doesn't know, I know. For sure, I know PNC is very, very strong in the Volta region. And when the Voltarians say that they are committed to any party, then they are really committed to that party. When they say they are with you, then they are with you. And when they say they are not with you, they will never be with you. They don't have libi-libi, they don't do laba-laba. I think that we had a very tough time in 2012. After the Congress, the PNC was supposed to marshal into the elections with a very strong, very healthy team and a very committed people and party member. But after the elections, it turned out that this team that we were all looking for didn't happen. Didn't happen because even though we had division at the Congress, after the Congress, we elect leaders. And those leaders, whether we like it or not, majority of us has elected those leaders. And we have to follow those leaders to lead us. And they have to lead us to be able to win power. At the Congress, I made so many promises. Promises like we will make sure that the party has a lot of resources to run the elections. But as you all know, 2 hours to the election of our leaders, the party decided to change the constitution of the party to take away the powers of leader from the flag bearer to the national chairman, meaning that the flag bearer is going to campaign to win elections while the national chairman retains the position of leader. So it stripped such powers that we were supposed to use those powers to empower our candidates and the party members. What happened with it, you all know. After the Congress, nobody saw the leader of the party again. Not in any constituency, not in any region, not in any campaign grounds, and nowhere. That did not end there, but our own party members who were supposed to be campaigning for the party were rather campaigning for another party, was campaigning for a different party. But our constitution does not permit anybody wearing the colors of PNC, holding the position of a PNC position, and campaigning for another political party. Okay, not in the history of PNC. I might look very small, but all power comes from where? God. I did not make myself a flag bearer. You made me the flag bearer.
The 2012 presidential candidate of the PNC, Hassan Ayariga.
Meanwhile, the national youth organizer of the PNC, Abu Ramadan, says Mr. Ayariga was the first to disregard the party's principles. He said the party's executives on a number of occasions tried to call him to order, but all proved futile. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Ramadan said Mr. Ayariga's claim that he paid the filing fee for all the parliamentary aspirants of the PNC for the 2012 elections is not true. He spoke with Felix Kofi.
If I was campaigning for a different candidate aside himself, was he campaigning for himself? Didn't he mount John Mahama's platform in Cape Coast? Didn't he go out there to campaign? It was as a result of his recklessness and his lack of conviction and lack of principle when he decided to follow money as the basis for his fight and went out there to support the NDC candidate whilst we were in opposition. I found it very demeaning to the very delegates who voted for us to lead the party. The delegates gave us a mandate and said, go and annex power from the party in government. How do you go back and go and lie in bed with the party in government when the delegates have given you a mandate that go and take power from the party in government?
You are part of the national executive, but you could have called him to order.
Ayariga couldn't have been called to order. Ayariga refused to listen to council. Ayariga refused to listen to just anybody within the national executive setup. Yet, when he came to the filing of his nomination, certain ones of us had to pull through for him to file his nomination. Ayariga, who claims to be the flag bearer of the PNC, when he doesn't know, as a matter of principle, the flagship program of the PNC was free education for every school-going child, and yet went out there and created an impression as if he wasn't part of the manifesto of the party. Somebody who claimed was leading the party, who didn't know the main program and agenda of the party, but for he, Ayariga, to even go contrary to the mantra of the party, which sought to seek free education. Ayariga refused to support or sponsor parliamentary candidates of the party. Certain ones of us went the length and breadth of this country to look for money to give them to run their campaign.
Mr. Ayariga was specific that he gave money to some of the parliamentary candidates to file because some national executives of the party gave some fake checks to some of the parliamentary aspirants then.
The party paid a total of 250,000 finance to the Electoral Commission. The 250,000 Ghana cedis was supposed to cover the registration of parliamentary candidates, the registration of presidential candidates, the filing of nomination of the presidential and parliamentary candidates. And we gave instructions to all the district regional chairmen and asked the Electoral Commission to give directive to every district that the PNC has paid a bulk amount of money from source to the head office of the party. And for that matter, they should allow PNC candidates to register without the paying. What is Ayaariga talking about? Where did he raise the money from? Does he know the genesis of that money? He should be answering the allegation of he being giving 1.4 million Ghana cedis to pay for pooling agents that he refused to pay to them. In the name of paying their pooling agents, he refused to pay them. Ayaariga should shut up. He should give us a break.